I'm going to talk about nonviolent communication. So this is an experiment I'm trying. Okay, I'm just going to leave it like this. This is a podcast, okay? I'm recording this right now as a podcast, but I'm also going to talk on Instagram Live, and we'll just talk about NVC. NVC. So I want to talk about nonviolent communication because I'm really into nonviolent communication. This is something that was invented by Marshall Rosenberg, okay, who's a psychologist. He's Jewish. I'm Jewish, so it's all this Jewish thing. And he invented this, okay? I don't know the whole story. I don't really care that much. It's like, you know, life is too short sometimes to care about all the ins and outs of every little detail of everything. I don't think it matters that much. To some people, it matters, right? Like, so I was watching, on Facebook the other day, somebody had posted something saying about how, you know, how happy she was in the past. She used to be part of a field where they were like, you know, you would attribute, you know, you would acknowledge people, you know, you would, when you're writing something, some academic writing, I guess, you know, anybody who contributed to the work that you're doing got some kind of acknowledgement. That's fine. That's great. I don't have a problem with that. But it's, you know, life is short, okay? And, you know, we're all standing on the shoulders of giants, as Isaac Newton said, who is, you know, physicist, mathematician, whatever. And it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's like you can't cite all your sources. It's not possible. Nonviolent communication is... I discovered it because a couple years ago, I had this friend and we had this issue. There was some issue, okay? I was saying something that was really offending her. And so she's like, Michael, I can't talk to you anymore. And so she like cut off all contact with me. And I was really freaking out about that. So I was saying, well, I'm going to fix this situation. So I went and I learned about nonviolent communication. I didn't know what it was, but... this is a mask I have in my pocket. I'm taking it. I have to be very cognizant of the fact that when I'm speaking, not everybody is watching the video because some people are listening on the podcast. So I cannot say. There's something very interesting about the rhythm of my speech sometimes. I do that a lot. I'll talk, I'll say something, and then I'll make a conclusion. So, and then I go in with a so. I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's something I learned in school. Nonviolent communication is NVC, okay? Here's the deal. Marshall Rosenberg, this is not, you know, nonviolent communication is used a lot. Like, you know, people that are in relationships, you know, couples, they'll use NVC. You know, there's have some argument over who's doing the dishes. And so they got to use NVC. Okay, but you gotta understand, Marshall Rosenberg invented NVC. It wasn't for that. Okay, he was working on the streets of Detroit with street gangs. He was working with the Israel-Palestine conflict. He was working in you know, between warlords. Like, they were killing each other. And to come up with a way that we can get these people to sit down at a table together and have some sort of productive conversation where they're going to stop killing each other. Okay, that's what NVC was invented for. And, you know, I'm not an expert at it at all. And I haven't really met that many experts at it. Okay, but I've read about it. I've practiced it. I've watched a lot of videos about it. And I like what I've seen so far. It's not easy to learn. It's a very difficult skill. It takes a lot of practice. Okay. It's not the kind of thing where you go to a workshop or you just watch a video on YouTube and you just, oh, I got a couple little tricks now. We're going to try some things. We're going to make some I statements. That's not quite what it is. Now, yes, I statements, that's part of it. Okay. So an I statement, now this term is not from NVC, but an I statement is something, you know, but they do this in NVC. Okay. Where it's like, instead of saying, you know, you're bad, you're wrong, you're a jerk, you would say, you say something about yourself. You say, I feel frustrated. Okay. And this way you're taking responsibility for your feelings rather than attributing them to somebody else. Now, when you attribute feelings to somebody else, you know, people don't like it when you say that you, when you start talking about them, when you start accusing them of things, when you start judging them, blaming them, people don't like that. So if you're trying to reach some sort of negotiation, you're trying to reach some sort of consensus or something where you're all going to somehow get along, somehow, it really helps to find some way of expressing yourself such that you're not blaming the other person. And that's what NVC is designed for. NVC is not about being nice, okay? It's not about being nice and gentle and everybody gets along and everybody's happy and you just use this very lovey-dovey speech all the time. That's not what NVC is. NVC is, was invented for having difficult conversations. It was invented for the kind of thing where you know you're going to have a fight, okay? Like this is there's a conflict. There's two people that are going to disagree on something and you want to bring something up. You want to raise an issue that you know is going to trigger the other person. And you know it's not going to be fun, okay? That's going into it. That's what this is for, okay? NVC is designed to allow you to do that in a way where you're going to minimize the side effects. Okay, so you know you're going to have a conflict. That's going to happen. So don't think this is just about being nice. It's not about being nice. It's about being mean, okay? It's about being mean, but in a way that you're going to actually get your needs met. Because the way that it works is you talk to the other person in a way that's not accusatory, and it's, you're not blaming them, and you're not guilt tripping them, and you're not trying to shame them, and you're not trying to coerce them by making them feel guilty. You're not doing that in NVC. What you're doing is you're going to actually empathize with the person, and you're going to take their needs into account, just as you're taking your needs into account. And by doing that, you can find solutions to whatever conflict you have that are much more creative than if you're just thinking to yourself, I got to get my needs met. Screw the other person. They don't matter. Or if you're thinking it's an adversarial thing where it's like you're suspicious, you have to defend yourself against the person. Now, it's true. See, this is the thing, is that people are, like, there will be conflict, and people will try to take advantage of you, and they will try to hurt you. But NVC is based on the idea that, look, at the core of it, at the center of it, we're all good, okay? We all basically we're trying to meet our needs, okay? Our behavior, the things that we do, the things we say, we're trying to meet our needs. Now, this can sound very idealistic. It can sound very just like, you know, la, 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 just like, you know, love and light, hippie, just BS. But, you know, pay attention to it. Like, pay attention to yourself, and you'll see, like, you're trying to meet your needs. We all walk around, and we're taught to see other people as bad guys, and we're the good guy. Everyone else is a bad guy. Or maybe we even think we're the bad guy. Everyone else is the good guy. I don't know. But we tend to think in terms of this right and wrong, good and bad. But look at your behavior. Like, if you think you're a good guy, or if you think you're a bad guy, like, do you think, look at your own behavior and tell me if there's anything that you can think of that you do that is not designed to meet your own need. It's not intended to meet your own need. Now, you might not be successful at it, but everything that you do is intended to meet a need of yours. Even if you do something that is, like, let's say you do something that's altruistic, like you give money to charity. You may say, well, no, I'm not meeting my need. I'm giving money to other people. Yeah, but you're still giving it. You're giving it why? Because something about that makes you feel good. Like you, and I'm not saying, you know, like, I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that you're being selfish and that you should be more selfless than that. Like, I don't think you can really be more selfless than that. Like, you're giving because, you know, maybe it's a cause that you support. And so you give to that cause because you like to support that cause. And so you have a good feeling. It's like, yes, I'm supporting a cause that I believe in. So you're meeting, even though the money is going to them, like, you still are meeting your needs. So it's win-win. You know, they win and you win. They get the money, you get the good feeling. So that is, see, I'm doing it right there. It's like, I had a conclusion and then I keep talking. I don't know. It's just something I'm monitoring. Because I notice sometimes I go down that path and then I don't know what's going to happen. And then it's like, ugh. I could have just ended it right there and it would have sounded like it was all planned. It's just all planned. This whole thing is scripted. I'm an actor. The thing is off center. Why is that? Who knows? So, NVC. I'm just going to give you a brief rundown of this, the whole thing, because I just want to kind of get it all out there. I want to have a podcast episode where I can point to and say, this is my podcast about NVC. I might have more, but the NVC episode one. NVC, and this is all in random order because the truth is this is not scripted. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I didn't even know what the topic was until, I don't know, an hour ago. Before I had dinner, I decided what the topic would be. But it's going to be NVC, nonviolent communication, invented by Marshall Rosenberg, Marshall B. Rosenberg. So he has a book. It's called Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life, something like that. And there's a ton of stuff on YouTube. You can find, if you search NVC Marshall Rosenberg, you'll find there's one video. It's of him wearing a red shirt, and he, depending on the thumbnail, like he might have puppets in his hands. And so that was one of my first exposures to it, was that video. It's a 3-hour video, okay, but it's a whole workshop where he explains everything. So listen to him, because he's good. He makes it sound really easy. It's not so easy. But his book, it's very clearly written, in my opinion. There's also a book called Say What You Mean by Oren J. Sofer. Oren J. Sofer. And it's, he's a meditation teacher. And the book is called Say What You Mean. And it's a slightly different take on it. Same idea, but it's more about mindfulness, it's just a little bit more of that kind of flavor. I like that book too. I'm just going to go through the basic concepts in NVC. So in NVC, so here's the basic framework, okay? That when you say something in NVC, let's say you have some disagreement. There's some issue you need to bring up with somebody, and you know it's going to be this contentious issue. It's going to be something. It's not going to. There's going to be. There's. It's ripe with potential for conflict. And so you say, you know, hey, when you did that thing, like, you really pissed me off. You better not do that again. That's the kind of thing we say. Now that in NVC, that's what Marshall calls jackal language. Okay, so he's got jackals and he has giraffes. Okay, so there's the jackal. Now, when you listen to him talk about this, he'll tell you, you know, that the jackal, like, he didn't mean to like hate on jackals here, because he has nothing against the animal. It's just he thought it was funny. I don't know anything about jackals. Like, I don't have anything against them either. So there's something a little bit violent, I think, maybe about the language here, but whatever. We'll just go with it. Jackal language. It's the conventional language that we all speak. And it's the violent language. Why is it violent? Because what you're doing is you're using guilt and shame to try to manipulate people. When you say to somebody, hey, what you did was wrong, you better not do it again. Okay, you're trying to instill fear in them. You're trying to, you know, when you say that was wrong what you did. Like, think about what it's like to hear somebody say that to you. When somebody says that what you did was wrong. Like, you're thinking, what was I wrong? You know, most people are going to do that. They're going to think, like, did I do something wrong? And maybe that is wrong. And then so what do? You back off. Okay, so like you felt guilty. And the person, they knew that, like subconsciously even, like they just knew it. They knew that they could get you to back off by throwing some guilt at you. But the other alternative, maybe you say, no, you're not. You can't tell me I was wrong. You know, you say I'm wrong. Well, you're wrong. You know, what about you? You're a hypocrite. What you did was worse. Okay, so you might fight against it. And so before you know it, like, the person was trying to get their own need met, whatever it was. But they've started this thing. They started this big argument now. And you're now fighting with each other. You're trying to hurt each other. You're trying to influence each other by making the other person feel bad about themselves. That's how the jackal mindset works, because the jackal mindset is based on the idea that human beings are inherently bad and that we have to overcome our badness to become good people. And so if I can convince you that you are not good, like that's very plausible. And you might say, oh, I've really been slacking off on my self-improvement project, because in the jackal world, everybody has to become better. You have to improve yourself, improve all the time. My phone keeps freezing. Now the audio recording is going to do just fine because I'm recording it separately, but I can see that the phone is frozen. So that means that the audio on the thing is not going to be there. Okay, whatever. So the alternative to the jackal mindset is the giraffe way of thinking. Oh my God, Instagram isn't responding. Okay, I think it's still going. I think we're still going here. The alternative is the giraffe mindset. Now giraffes have the biggest hearts out of any land animal, so that's where he comes up with the giraffe from, because MVC is language of the heart. I hate that kind of language because it just sounds like hippie BS, you know? But it's just what it's going to be. Just what it's going to be. You and me and NVC. My phone's frozen again. Awful, awful. In the giraffe world, we don't try to manipulate people with guilt or shame. What we do instead is we help them understand what our needs are. We speak about our needs and our feelings, and we invite them to contribute to our lives, to make our lives better. As Marshall says, you know, to make life wonderful, that's the goal. So he says, like, there's two different games you can play. You can play the game of who's right, or you can play the game of make life wonderful. Who's right or make life wonderful? Now, in the game of who's right, that's the jackal game, you're gonna do that. You're gonna try to show the other person that you're right and they're wrong. And in the jackal world, if you're wrong, that's it. You're wrong. You have to capitulate to the other person's demands because you're wrong. You're the wrong one. But that's not... See, I'm doing it right there with the butt. I'm just like, add this on. You know, why not just stop? You're the wrong... It's the wrong one. I'm just trying to get the sense of the intonation of what I was just doing there. Oh, my God. Okay. We're going to keep going. Keep going. I'm feeling discouraged because I'm looking at the screen and I've been talking for 18 minutes now. Nobody's here. Okay. Nobody's listening. If you're listening to this, obviously you're here somewhere, wherever you are. Come on. The phone's frozen again. It could be either on the podcast or maybe you're listening to it archived, the video. But I'm doing it right there. I just did the butt. But I'm just sitting in a room talking to myself right now. Okay. Fine. Okay. So where were we? Something about giraffes, right? So in the giraffe mindset, we're going to try to make life wonderful. We're gonna express our feelings and needs, okay? And we're gonna invite the other person to meet them. Because why? Because people like to contribute, okay? People, they value that. They get something out of that. If I know that you're in pain and I can do something that's gonna alleviate your pain, I have this natural urge to do that. Now you may say, well, but Michael, this thing keeps freezing. It just doesn't stop freezing. I wish, I need a new phone. I should get a new phone. Maybe I should get an iPhone. I've never had an iPhone. Oh my God, I hate that. There's something like morally wrong about that for me. But I do need something that works because this is just too much of a headache. It's too much friction. So nonviolent communication. We were talking about... Oh yeah, look, the idea is you want to contribute to people's lives, okay? If someone's in pain and I can see that they're in pain, I have this natural urge to try to help them. Now you may say, but Michael, it doesn't look like that happens because it's, you see people being mean to each other all the time. You know, people doing all these horrible things to each other. Look at North Korea. Look at Kim Jong-un. What's he doing? He's, you know, killing everybody, blowing them up with rockets. You know, that's how they do public executions, I guess, with rockets. I don't know if that's commonplace or if that happened once or what. I don't know. But, like, he obviously doesn't care. Okay, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, okay, when people are aware of each other's pain, like, it's very possible that you can just block it out. You can just numb yourself to it. You know, and we do that sometimes with these enemy images. You know, when you, with the jackal mindset, where you start to see people as being good or bad, then you can easily just, you just block it out. Because you see them as just a cartoon character, just a villain, or just somebody who's not deserving of being treated well. And so you have no problem just doing whatever. So there we go with the so again. No problem doing whatever. It's that kind of thing. Like, I don't stop there. You have no problem doing whatever. You have no problem doing whatever. It's a way of getting back into it. Okay, I'm gonna work on this as I speak, but so what we do to make other people aware of our own pain, we want to make them aware of it. We want to become aware of it ourselves. We have to become aware of our own feelings and our own needs. Okay, so the feelings is like they're states that you have. Okay, you might be feeling angry, you might be feeling sad, you might be feeling discouraged, you might be feeling bored. Okay, it's these internal things. Now, you're not going to involve other people in your feelings. You're not going to imply that other people caused your feelings. You're not going to use feeling words that imply that that's the other person did something. And there are certain words that, like, absolutely imply that. Like, if I say, I feel abused. Okay, you can't feel abused without somebody there abusing you. It's not possible. Like, you would never say that. You can't say, you know, you say, I feel neglected. I feel unappreciated. Okay, these words, they absolutely 100% imply that there's somebody doing something to you. So those are not feelings in NVC language. But other words, like I feel angry, I feel frustrated, I feel sad. Those words, they don't 100% imply that there's somebody doing something to you. They don't imply, there's not like a preposition there, like I feel abused by you. I feel neglected by you. Now you may say, well, but what about frustrated? Like, I feel frustrated with you. Maybe, but it doesn't have to be that way, because I could just feel frustrated. See, I know that when the thing freezes, I'm looking at the screen right now. For those who just joined, this is a podcast, okay? So it's like I've got the audio recording going, which I'm thankful that I have that recording separately. Because I know that even if the video freezes, which it's doing every couple minutes, I know that the audio for the recording, let me just check it and make sure it's running. Yes, it is. I know that the audio recording is going strong. So I might say, well, yeah, frustrated with you. Okay, but I can still be frustrated even without you. I'm frustrated. Why? Because I want a certain thing and it's not happening. I'm frustrated because I want to know what we're doing for dinner and I don't. That's why I'm frustrated. Okay, it's not because of you. I'm not frustrated with you. I'm not going to talk that way. Assuming I want this to go well, assuming I want to somehow communicate to you, you know, and it's so trivial, you know, you use examples like that, like what are we having for dinner? Like, that's not what NVC was invented for. NVC was invented to figure out how to get two tribes who have been shooting at each other for years to just stop for a second and try to have some sort of peaceful negotiation. That's what it was invented for. So sometimes it's a little bit silly. You know, if you're saying we're going to use MVC every time we have a question about what we're having for dinner, yeah, that's maybe a little awkward. But, you know, we have to practice somewhere. I mean, better to practice there than to go out onto the streets of Detroit and inject yourself into a gang war. That's probably not the best place to practice, although you can probably learn faster if you can somehow avoid the bullets. So in NVC, when you're expressing something, when you're expressing your point of view, there's four steps to it. Okay. Step one is you want to make an observation. Step two, you say what you're feeling. Step three, you say what your need is. And step four is you make a request. So I'm just going to go through those very quickly. Step one, you say an observation. Okay. Meaning you say something that's neutral. Okay. You say what it is that you're reacting to. You know, hey, I noticed that, you know, that you shot a gun pointed in my direction. Okay. That's non-controversial. Like, either the person did it or they didn't do it. If they did it, they know they did it. Like, if they didn't do it, then of course you're not going to say it. Like, you say something that's true. You say something that you can both agree is true. Like, this is what happened. You know, rather than say, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to, you know, you've always wanted me dead. You know, you're always shooting at me. You don't say that, because that's just immediately putting the other person on the defense. So you want to say something, that references like what happened, but without attributing any malice to the person, without attributing any intention. You just say what happened, the observable facts of the case. Okay. You pointed a gun at me. You shot at me. Okay. That's not a judgment of any kind. It's just like, that's just what happened. Anybody could see that if they were there. So no judgments, no evaluations. People get, you don't say that anybody's bad. You don't say anybody's wrong. You don't do any of that, because it just, people will just immediately defend. They won't hear anything you say. They're just going to hear. It's like, you got to understand this, that the jackal mindset, again, it's like, we're taught that we have to be good and that we have to avoid being bad. So if you start blaming people for things, their attention immediately goes away from you. Remember, you're trying to get them to understand your point of view. But if you blame them, if that's how you're going to get them to understand your point of view, they're not going to hear it, because they're just going to hear the blame. And that, all that's going to do is get them thinking about themselves. You want them thinking about you. So if you blame people, they're not going to think about you. They're going to think about themselves. So give an observable fact. That's how you just start off the discussion. Okay, so that we're just like, we're here, our attention is here in this neutral space. Okay, step two, you want to give what you're feeling. And the reason you want to give your feeling is, and you don't say, I feel abused, I feel neglected, you know, or let's say, you know, I feel threatened, you know, I feel attacked. Yeah, maybe they're shooting at you, maybe they're attacking you, but you don't say, I feel attacked, because again, that just gets their attention to thinking about themselves, because attacked is not a feeling. Attacked is a diagnosis of what the other person is doing. So if I say to you, I feel attacked, you're not going to think about me. You're just going to think about yourself. Like, did I attack him? Or damn right, I attacked you. You deserved it. Okay. So you don't want them thinking along those lines. You want to say something like, I feel scared. Okay. Now they're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about you. They may say, well, you have no right to feel scared, but still, they're thinking about you, and that's where you want their attention to be. When you're trying to express your feelings and needs, you want to say, I feel scared. Step three, you want to say what your need is. Why do you want to say your need? Because normally when we're speaking, we're talking about feelings, you're going to say, I feel scared because you're attacking me. No. You don't do that. You don't say, I feel scared because you attacked me. That's again, you're taking their attention and you're putting it on them. You want to take responsibility for your feelings. So you say, I feel scared. And then you follow it by saying what you are needing. Okay, your feelings they happen because your needs are not being met. Or maybe they are being met, depending on what the feeling we're talking about is. If it's a positive feeling, then it might be because your needs are met. If it's a negative feeling, it's because your needs are not met. This is why we have feelings. The reason we have feelings is to alert us, you know, it's to compel us into action to get our needs met. So you might say, I feel scared because I need safety. You know, I feel scared because I need safety. And see, anybody can understand that, okay? It's like there's nobody out there. It doesn't matter if they think you deserve it or whatever. If I'm shooting at you and you say, I feel scared because I need safety, it's like I'm going to understand what you're saying. I'm not going to feel attacked by that, okay? Like there's nothing like messed up about that language because it's just you're talking about yourself. I feel bad for the people that are watching this on the video because it's just every 30 seconds it freezes. I don't know what to do about that. I think it's got to be my phone. So I feel scared because I need safety. Now, next step, you do a request. Okay, you make a clear, present request. You don't say, hey, would you mind not shooting at me? Like, that's not, I mean, that's sort of clear, okay? Let's see. Would you, you know, if you say something like, you know, stop being such a jerk, like that kind of thing, people will say stuff like that. Or they'll say, I want you to care more about my feelings. I want to repeat myself because it just froze. I want you to care more about my feelings. Like, that's not a clear request. I want you to care about my feelings. What does that mean? I want you to give me more attention. I want you to give me more time. No, that's not clear. You got to give something that's very specific. Why? Because you're trying to get the person to make your life more wonderful. Okay, you're trying to make your life more wonderful. That's why you're asking them for something. So you say, you help them out here. Okay, you give them something that they can do. Something very specific. And you might not know what it is, right? So this is the art of this, okay? You want to like discover it. You kind of play around with it, experiment. Like, can I use my creativity to come up with something? You know, hey, would you mind before pulling the trigger and shooting at me? Oh, it's apparently soft and hard to hear me. That doesn't surprise me. That's too bad. But I'm not going to go too much longer on this, and it'll be what it is, but the audio will be fine on the podcast. I can hold it up to my mouth here. That might be easier to hear. So you make a clear present request. And the clear present request, you would say something like, hey, before you shoot at me, you know, would you mind maybe not shooting? Like, don't shoot at me. Okay, so that's a little bit clearer because it's like something actionable. It's something that they can do. Okay, and if you back it up by saying, you know, because I'm feeling scared, because I need safety. You know, now they might say, well, no, I can't do that. Okay, great. See, that's how negotiation works. You know, you put your offer on the table and it's, you know, if you read anything about negotiation, they'll always advise you, you know, the first offer is going to be more. Like you put out more than you think the person's going to agree to. Okay, because then they can come back with a counter offer that's going to be less. And then you kind of meet in the middle somewhere. So you always want to ask for as much as, like, whatever would make you totally, totally just, like, beyond what you think that they would ever give you. And then you work from there. So That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You make that request. Like, don't be afraid to just like make the biggest request you can possibly think of. Okay. And this is where the art comes in here. And this is the thing is that it's a practice of willingness, because you, I guarantee it, especially if you grew up in the jackal society that all of us grew up in, you are going to be reluctant to make requests because you were taught that you shouldn't ask for too much. You know, you're taught that you should, you know, you might have been taught that, you know, merely asking for something is like, that's presumptuous somehow, or that's, you know, that that's might itself be an act of violence. But, you know, you got to learn to ask for it, because if you don't ask for it, then, you know, your needs are not going to get met. In NVC, so the idea is that you're not just trying to meet your needs, okay? But see, the thing is that you have to have this recognition, and it's not obvious necessarily that, like, we're all connected to each other, so that, like, I don't want my needs to get met at the expense of your needs, because that's actually not really meeting my needs. Now, I was listening to Marshall talk about this on a podcast. Marshall died a while back, I don't know, several years ago. And so he didn't record the podcast, but it was recorded. I don't know, it's from a talk he gave or something. And, you know, as I was listening, I was walking outside, and as I was listening to this, you know, and he was talking about this realization that he had that, you know, my needs are your needs, etc., like vice versa. And like, I saw this guy, you know, presumably homeless. I don't know. Maybe he's pretending, you know, but he's kind of holding up a sign asking for money. And I'm like, well, like, I don't know this guy. But I was thinking, like, how much do I care about his well-being? I mean, like, he's a stranger. Like, I don't really care about him. But at the same time, it's like, I noticed that, like, if somebody were to come up and punch him in the face, like, I wouldn't like that. I'd have a problem with that. So that's sort of like, well, obviously, I do care about his well-being. And it's like, I think it's like really easy to miss that kind of thing, that like, we do care about that. Like watching a horror movie, then you see somebody get slashed up, like you have a reaction to that. Like, don't overlook this kind of thing. Because it means like, we are connected to each other. Like, you can't, it's like, there's just pain, okay? It's not differentiated. It's not like there's my pain and your pain. Like, when there's pain in the room, like, everybody, like, nobody likes it. Then you might interpret it differently than the other person, but nobody likes it, okay? Some people might say, like, if you look at the homeless guy might be thinking, oh, I have no food, I'm really hungry. But somebody else might be looking at it like, oh, that's disgusting, like, get a job. But like, both people are still feeling pain. Okay. It's just, you're telling a different story. And that's because that's our cultural conditioning that teaches us. We just learn through culture and language. We just learn to talk about it differently, but we're both perceiving the same pain. It's just there. And so NVC is kind of based on that assumption that we all have to do that. Like, we all have to, like, it, as long as there's pain in the room, like, as long as there's suffering in the room and there are needs that are not getting met, then there's a problem. Like, no one's going to be happy, because you just, I mean, it's just, it's guaranteed. So in NVC, that's what we do. So that's the first side of it. That's the request side. And the other side is the empathy side. Okay. So when you're hearing somebody talking, when you're hearing somebody using jackal language, you're going to hear they're going to start blaming you, accusing you, and you want to hear it through what Marshall calls giraffe ears, where you're going to hear it in NVC terms. So you're not going to hear the blame and the accusation. You're going to hear their feelings and needs. So when people are accusing you, what they're doing is they're trying to shame you. They're trying to guilt you. They're trying to get you to change your behavior. And the way they're doing it is by bringing your attention to your behavior and to your goodness or evilness. But you want to resist that, and you want to, instead, you want to hear, you don't want You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear the judgments that they have of you. Because what they're saying is really not about you. It's about them. Okay, this is not just like some Instagram meme. Like this is true. Like people say things because they're trying to meet their own needs. And if you don't hear what their needs are, you have a problem. Especially if you're going to start bringing that attention to yourself and think, I'm the one with the problem. But you're not the one with the problem. Like they're the ones who are talking. They're the ones with the problem. Whoever's talking is the one with the problem. So you want to learn to hear. So when somebody says, you're a jerk, you want to hear. Don't hear you're a jerk. You know, when somebody says, you never listen, you don't hear that. You don't think, oh, do I ever listen? Am I listening enough? You don't hear that. That's a huge trap. Okay, this is the cause of all relationship problems. So when people make very seemingly well-intentioned or reasonable accusations, the other person starts to hear it as an accusation and totally misses the fact that it's not. It's an expression of a need. And this is, Marshall calls it a tragic expression of an unmet need, because it's tragic because they're not saying it right. So they say, you never listen to me. Like, you don't hear that. It's tragic. What they mean to say is something like, I feel frustrated because I need to be heard. That's very different. Because now you can see, oh, the person's frustrated. See, if they weren't frustrated, they wouldn't be saying that. And then it wouldn't matter if you, do I ever listen? Do I sometimes listen? Am I listening right now? You wouldn't even have to go there because they're not frustrated, so they're not accusing you of anything. And if they are frustrated and they accuse you and you say, and you think back to your behavior, you're like, wait a second, I'm always listening. I'm listening right now. Then you're not going to hear their need because you're going to be arguing with them. So you want to make sure that you hear what they say. And what they say is not necessarily what they're saying. It's like what's underneath the words. It's going to be something that's much more, it's going to be harder to hear because people, they don't come out and say it. We're not taught to come out and say what's on our minds. We're taught to just kind of, you know, we don't want to be too needy. We don't want to be too demanding. We don't want to be too selfish or self-centered. So we don't say, I'm frustrated. We say, you. So easy to do that. So easy to just blame other people, just cast judgment. You are a bad listener. You always do this. Stop it. Okay. That's not, it might feel good to say that, but like what is it for the person hearing it? They're not hearing what you're really saying. So this is the skill you got to practice, is that when people say things like that to you, when people make accusations, you got to hear it as an expression of feelings or needs. An expression of their feelings and needs. And that's not obvious. You have to have psychic powers to be able to do that. It's not easy. But you want to take a guess. So when they say, you never listen to me, then you might guess, are you feeling annoyed because you haven't eaten anything today? You know, that might be true. Okay, that may be, that's what's happening. Maybe the person would agree to that. Or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they'd get even more annoyed. Who knows? Okay, but you take your best guess. And you don't have to say it out loud. That's not part of it. What you say out loud is not really the point. Empathy is about what you're hearing. It's about where your attention is. So when somebody says something to you, you think to yourself, are you feeling scared because you are needing to belong? Maybe. And then you, maybe that's it. And maybe you say it out loud and maybe you confirm your guess. Maybe you ask them. When you practice MVC, your friends are going to get really mad at you. I guarantee it. And you have to see this for yourself. When the first time I tried MVC with this friend of mine, it went really badly. We were in a coffee shop. She had agreed to meet with me to talk about it. And I just started in with NVC. And she was like, I was like, are you feeling frustrated? Don't make this about me. This isn't about me. I'm like, oh shit. I had no idea what to do. So by the end of it, I was just sitting there speechless. And she just ran out. She was so upset. Okay? That's what happens when you're learning MVC. But you have to persist with it. Because eventually, you know. See, there's only so many patterns, too. Like, people, like, we're only screwed up in so many different ways. There aren't that many. And eventually, you know, that's how Marshall is so good at this. Like, he's seen it all. And he just knows. As soon as somebody says something, no matter what it is, no matter how messed up it is, he just knows immediately what's going on. You know, because he's through his experience, he's just learned all 175 patterns, however many there are. There aren't that many. And we all learn from the same place. I mean, the culture is the culture, and we just all are conditioned the same way. So we all learn. We all learn from the same source. So that's MVC. You make requests. Make requests. You make an observation, feeling, need, request. 4 steps. And then you empathize. When people are saying things to you, you hear the feelings and needs. NVC from Marshall Rosenberg. Check it out. Go on YouTube, search NVC Marshall Rosenberg. And there's a video of him with a red shirt. He's got puppets. And it's a 3-hour video. And he goes over all the basics. And check out his book, Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life. That might be the wrong title. There's not a lot of academic integrity here. I just kind of say whatever. So it's not like I have like my bibliography I can consult. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's something like that. Just check it out. I think his name is right. Marshall Rosenberg. Check it out. I think that's the name. I'm pretty sure. And Orin J. Sofer is another good one. Orin J. Sofer. It's called Say What You Mean is the name of the book. I think. There's a couple other good resources, but you know, whatever. Go to you can get in touch with me. Like, I'm here. You know, you just kind of DM me. No Michael here. No.Michael.here. Or whatever. Michael Corman. You find me somewhere. Okay? Like, I'm out there somewhere. And you can ask me, hey, Michael, I want to learn NVC. What do you recommend? That would be great to get a question like that. Yeah, that'd be nice. So do that. Like, do it. You know? And if you ever find yourself in the Middle East, you're in between like two warring nations, and you gotta like, you wanna make some peace, then this would be a great tool to have in your back pocket. Like, I don't know why we can't, like, what, North Korea, like, oh my God, like, how do we fix this? Like, why can't we just fix this? What's the deal? What's the deal with North Korea? Like, I don't get it. It's a tough situation, you know. These things are volatile, you know, and you don't want to mess it up, I guess. You know, you got nuclear weapons now. Like, this is a big mess. I don't know how they're going to fix this. Yeah, you know, I mean, China, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to get into this. I'm not an expert. This is out of my lane. I'm just going to stay here in the granny lane. Do, 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 do. Okay. Thanks for joining me for this NVC hour. I don't know if it's been an hour. Not quite, but whatever. It'll be an hour. It'll be less than an hour. Nonviolent communication. Check it out. That's where it's at. That's the future of communication, I hope. And remember, it's about consciousness. It's not about the language. It's not about the words. People get so mad about the words. Like, this is so rigid, so artificial. No, it's not rigid and artificial. You're confusing the map for the territory. Like, the exercises that he gives, they're just intended to train you, to get you thinking along the right lines. But in real life, you're just going to speak the way you speak. And you'll know. You'll know if it's right. You'll know if it's working. It's a long road. It's not. It's a whole spiritual practice. It's not just the weekend seminar. He makes it look really easy. It's not easy. Okay. Any questions from the Instagram chat? I'll just wait a second if there's any questions. And if not, then we'll wrap this up. I'm going to be doing some stuff. I'm going to do some stuff about mindful eating. That's going to be a topic. Topic on the horizon. Well, I'm doing this business class. And in the business class, it just froze again. You know, the thing froze. I'm doing this business class. I'm trying to speak around the freezing, you know. I'm trying to like repeat myself enough times so that it's obvious what I'm saying for the people who are having to deal with the Instagram freezing. I'm taking this business class, and in the class, one of the assignments is to create an offer. And so it is, for right now, is going to be mindful eating. So that's what I'm working on. And we're going to do mindful eating. Eating. I love eating. Eating is great. And I like mindfulness. So put the two together, you have a winning combination, apparently. But I'm not, you know, mindful eating. Look, I'm not going to get off on the topic here. Like, we'll just stay right here. Stay in my lane. Okay. No questions from Instagram. I deleted all my followers a few months ago. So I need more followers. A bunch of them came back. But I need more followers. So if you know anybody, if you have any friends, see, if you like me, you got to ask yourself, like, do I have friends who like the things I like? If so, maybe they would like Michael. If not, maybe you don't have any friends. Okay, fair enough. But if you do have friends, if you have some acquaintances who like the things you like, let them know about me, because maybe they would like me. Okay. Have a good whatever rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Talk to you next time.